We all know that troops who see combat can suffer from emotional problems, anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress. Less attention, though, has been paid to the children of these soldiers. And so a group of researchers headed to a Marine base to study kids whose parents were deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan. To talk about what they found, we're joined by our regular medical expert, Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He's a pediatrician as well as a Yale Medical School professor. Welcome back, Sid.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, these children, these were little kids, right?
Oh, yeah. The kids who were studied were in the 1.5 years to 5 year range. In each case, it was only one parent deployed. They all lived on the same Marine base, which was actually Portsmouth, Virginia. They were all enrolled in a base supply child care program, which allowed them to be studied more closely. There was one atypical thing, by the way, which is that the deployments were shorter than one would expect. The average was only 3.5 months, and we know that many deployments are a year or a year and a half or even longer than that.
And still, even though it was a short deployment, the researchers still saw negative consequences.
Yes, yeah. The whole question of behavioral change was studied by having both parents and teachers fill out questionnaires about the child's behavior. And these kids were compared with other kids on the same base. The only difference is the comparison kids didn't have a parent deployed to a combat zone.
And what were they measuring? What kinds of behavior?
Well, two kinds of behavior. One were the internalizing behaviors, where kids turn stress and so forth inward. Symptoms like anxiety and depression and withdrawal and complaints of physical symptoms like stomach aches. The other kind were externalizing things, kids who became more aggressive and who had sort of poorer attention and maybe hyperactivity or who were breaking rules.
So as you said, this was a group of 1.5 to 5 year old kids. And the most interesting result was with the older kids of that group, the 3 to 5 year olds?
Yes, the 3 to 5 year olds showed more of both kinds of behavioral problems, both the internalizing and the externalizing.
So what are the possible reasons for that?
Well, there are a lot of possible reasons. One, for example, might have been that the parent who was left behind, almost always the mom, was more distressed or depressed or anxious. And the researchers were aware of that as an issue and did use some statistical tricks to subtract that. We don't think that that was playing so much of a role. But we don't know what the real causes were. Were these children directly themselves worried about a parent in danger? Were the kids picking up on the mom's worries or the worries circulating in the community about a parent in combat? Maybe it was just the absence of the deployed parent that resulted either in more demands on the caretaker parent, or kids were just lonely for the missing parent.
And I suppose an interesting follow-up study would be to see if these are long-lasting effects or temporary.
Yes, we need much more and deeper research to understand what we're seeing and to understand the potential consequences. I mean, among other things, would the behavioral effects here have been worse if the deployments had been more typical, you know, 1 or more years? And how will these stress reflected in these behavioral changes play out in the lives of these kids as time passes? And, you know, perhaps we need to be thinking about the children of soldiers as possible hidden casualties of war.
That's opinion from Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He's a pediatrician and Yale Medical School professor. And you can read his medical examiner column at Slate.com. Thank you, Sid.
Thank you.